Offshoring. Outsourcing partners may be located near at hand or offshore. Offshore is defined as outsourcing a business function to another company in a different country than the original company's country. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. An organization could also offshore without outsourcing by opening a branch in a different country and hiring employees there to staff a business function. Thus, offshoring usually implies locating a business unit or facility in a different country, which could be directly owned or owned by a supply chain partner. Note that in many smaller countries that have numerous neighbors, offshoring could still involve relatively short distances. A related term, nearshoring, refers to this type of offshoring to a nearby country, often as a shift of business away from a more distant country. Reasons for offshoring. With offshoring, the first consideration should be organizational needs, not a search for today's global sourcing hotspots. Only when an organization has thoroughly assessed its needs for offshoring is there a sound basis for evaluating and selecting specific countries and suppliers. An organization is then ready to consider how potential global suppliers can support the organizational value proposition. Although cost-cutting may be the primary driver for offshoring, it should not be the sole criterion. Another reason for global sourcing is market growth. Sourcing from a particular country may open up new market possibilities. Sourcing relationships allow an organization to learn about conducting business in a potential market. Offshoring may also provide additional sourcing options. Sourcing or procuring products or services from more than one country develops alternate sources and can provide backup for emergencies or other supply chain disruptions. Offshoring complexity. Offshoring increases the complexity of assessing potential suppliers. Once a supplier is selected, offshoring increases the complexity of developing suppliers to continually improve products and processes. Dealing with foreign-based organizations requires understanding and overcoming complexities such as language differences, culture differences, country-specific processes, and legal, tax, and regulatory differences. Many suppliers located in countries with lower labor costs also have less mature organizational levels, less emphasis on total quality initiatives, or less developed information visibility and technology. Investing in improving these factors adds to the total cost of ownership and may not provide a payback if the relationship must be terminated prematurely. In addition, some countries with lower labor costs have onerous government regulations and bureaucracy that slow cycle times or permitting unless local expertise in navigating these impediments is obtained. Even with local expertise, organizations could be prohibited by their home country and/or organizational governance policy from engaging in certain locally expected activities, for example, bribery. Risk management and offshoring. Although many benefits may be achieved by offshoring, organizations must be careful about the risks they assume. Risks include failure to perform or deliver on time, failure of technology systems or electrical grids for unacceptable periods, or theft of intellectual property. Either the supplier or any transportation intermediary could be at fault, or the cause could be from force majeure, such as a natural disaster. Organizations need to exercise great caution in whom they work with and how much to trust these organizations, and they may need contingency plans such as backup suppliers to enable supply chain resilience. One method of mitigating risks when embarking on offshoring is to build sufficient inventory prior to a move to prevent supply interruptions. For example, in the medical device industry, when a product line is offshored, it is not unusual for the organization to build 1 year of stock to mitigate the risks in the offshore transfer of the production line, as well as regulatory risks. However, this is not an option if inventory faces fast obsolescence/perishability. Note also that there is a cost associated with such a buildup, and this cost would need to be factored into the original analysis. Another issue is how the organization will enforce compliance with its business goals and values. For example, many countries have relatively few government regulations related to environmental protection or sustainability. While avoiding onerous regulations could be among the reasons to choose an offshore site, global organizations risk damage to their reputations if problems occur. Take, for example, the lead found in many children's toys and the contaminated foods that have harmed some organizations' reputations and bottom line. Compliance and control costs can increase significantly when using outsourcing or offshoring. The key point related to risk in any outsourcing arrangement is that the organization remains the responsible party in the eyes of the customer, so it must seek ways to manage its exposure, perhaps through pilot programs, close monitoring for compliance, maintaining backup suppliers, or redundant capacity, comparing manufacturing and/or assembly sites. Sometimes organizations contract out manufacturing but continue to perform assembly of the final components, while other organizations choose to outsource both of these activities. Final assembly in the country of sale may lessen tariffs, reduce transport costs for bulky items, and enhance the organization's reputation by providing local jobs. Determining the relative costs of manufacturing and/or assembly in different markets is as complex as comparing landed costs for goods. Exhibit 3-3 summarizes some of the advantages and risks of product manufacturing and/or assembly in another country. Source: APIC's Advanced Supply Chain Management.